This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey, everybody, it's Jessica. Welcome back to Passing Judgment. Each week, we bring you the big legal stories that shape our democracy and our daily lives. And this week, I have three big ones for you. First, the Supreme Court declined to block Mississippi's new law requiring age verification for children on social media. Second, there's a renewed effort to overturn Obergefell versus Hodges. That's the landmark decision guaranteeing marriage equality. And third, a federal appeals court cleared the way for the Trump administration to restart mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So let's walk through each of these, talk about the legal reasoning and what they mean for all of us. Again, first up, the Supreme Court and Mississippi's social media law. So there, the state passed a law that requires social media companies to verify the ages of users and obtain parental consent before children under 18 can create accounts. Supporters say that this is about protecting kids from online harms, like bullying, predators, exposure to harmful content. Critics say this law is just too vague, it's intrusive, and it raises serious First Amendment concerns. Now, who challenged it? Tech companies challenged the law and asked the Supreme Court to temporarily block it while litigation continues. And the court said no, at least for now. So here's what we need to remember. This is not a final ruling on the merits. The court didn't decide whether or not Mississippi's law is constitutional. Instead, it just decided whether or not it was going to freeze or pause the law while lower courts continue their review, meaning while this case plays out in the lower courts. And of course, the Supreme Court, as I just said that it would not. The case sits really at the intersection of two big issues. One is protecting children, and the other is protecting free speech. And the courts are increasingly going to need to weigh whether states can impose these types of restrictions or whether the First Amendment and a federal law, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, preempt those laws. This is part of a broader national trend. States like Utah, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas have already passed similar laws, and now we're starting to see a patchwork of state-level rules for social media, which eventually may force the Supreme Court to step in. So that's big story number one. What about number two? Again, this renewed push to overturn the Supreme Court's landmark 2015 decision in Obergefell. Now, some of you may remember the name Kim Davis. She's the Kentucky County Clerk who, after the 2015 decision, again, legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide, refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She was sued, she lost, and her case has wound its way through the courts ever since. Now she's back and she's asking the Supreme Court to revisit and even overturn Obergefell. She's arguing here that the court's ruling was, quote, a legal fiction and that it trampled on her religious liberty. I think there's a lot to say here, but I want to be clear that Obergefell, again, recognized a constitutional right to marry that extends to same-sex couples. It was a 5-4 decision written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who, of course, is no longer on the court. And that was a court that was more liberal or at least less conservative than our current court. Having said that, I don't think the Supreme Court has any appetite for overturning this recent decision. And Davis's argument is not new. Now, I think, why are people even talking about Davis's argument here? I think in part because in the Dobbs decision, that was the decision where the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Justice Thomas wrote a concurring opinion in which he argued that there were certain cases, like cases dealing with contraception, same-sex intimacy, where the court should overturn its case law and its reasoning. What I just want to remind everybody of, without getting too much into the weeds, is that the Obergefell decision dealing with same-sex marriage dealt both with the due process clause and the idea that marriage is a liberty, and also with the equal protection clause. So I think even if you see a situation where the Supreme Court adopts Justice Thomas's view, which mostly is about the due process clause, I don't think that the court is going to take this case, and I don't think that the court is going to overturn that 2015 decision. Now, finally, let's wrap up with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, this is an agency created after the 2008 financial crisis to protect consumers from predatory financial practices. Things like unfair credit card fees, abusive debt collection, deceptive lending. Last week, the DC Court of Appeals issued a split decision allowing the Trump administration to move forward with mass firings at the CFPB. The court said, and this was what it hinged its reasoning on, that the lower district court didn't have jurisdiction to block these filings. Basically, they didn't have the power to block these filings because these types of disputes over personnel actions generally must go through the civil service review system first. Now, the context here is really important. And the Supreme Court has already struck down the leadership structure of the CFPB back in 2020 in a case called Sela Law. There, the court said that the director of the CFPB must be removable at the will of the president. Now we have a situation where this new wave of firings could essentially hollow out the agency's staff and fundamentally change how and whether it operates. Now, consumer advocates are obviously alarmed. They warn that these firings could weaken the CFPB and that you would then weaken oversight of payday lenders, mortgage brokers, credit reporting agencies, and banks. For now, those firings are on hold pending further appeals. So let's recap. Number one, the Supreme Court let Mississippi's age verification law take effect while litigation continues. Number two, Kim Davis, that court clerk in Kentucky, is once again asking the court to undo Obergefell. And I think her odds of success are slim. And number three, the Trump administration's battle with the Consumer Financial Protection Board continues, and this could fundamentally reshape consumer protection in America. Each of these stories is really about a type of balance, about the balance between state power and free speech, between individual liberties and religious objections, and between executive control and consumer protection. And each of these shows how legal decisions really are not abstract. They're about the rules that govern how we live, work, and raise our families. So that's all for this episode of Passing Judgment. Thank you, as always, for listening, and please rate, review, and subscribe.